Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. At the noise of the taking of Babylon the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Edom hath dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and hath greatly offended and revenged himself upon them, I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms. But they knew not that I healed them. Thought can add one cubit unto his stature. And why take ye thought for raiment? For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And he saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, for without the law sin was dead. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles.